Overwhelmed, frustrated, out of control. Those are just three of the many emotions I felt when I was starting this inner work journey. One word I never used is alone. Let's talk about it. Welcome to Inner Work Coaching, the ultimate podcast for Christ-centered coaching to help turn your inner bully into a trusted ally. If you're ready to stop just going through the motions in life and start enjoying emotional and spiritual freedom, you're in the right place. I'm Mercy Rice, inner work warrior, God's girl, and caffeine queen, and I'm thrilled you're here. Let's get started. Okay, imagine you're taking a test and you know the outcome has the potential to transform your entire life. Although you've been studying and trying to focus on the content, you know you are nowhere near ready. How confident would you be? But wait, what if you found out you have a power team at your disposal? This power team is allowed to coach you, provide feedback, offer perspective, and keep you accountable during the test preparation process. That would definitely be a game changer, right? Well, your inner work can sometimes feel like a test for which you did not study. The great news is that there is a power team available to help you navigate through the lessons and grow as a result of their presence in your life. In this episode, I'm going to name your power team and provide a high-level overview of each power team member. I'll then use upcoming episodes to dive deep into each part of the team and how it helps you turn your inner bully into a trusted ally. Ready? Your power team members are: number one, building a solid support system. Number two, creating boundaries for inner peace. Number three, activating gargantuan gratitude. And number four, surrounding yourself with faith-driven encouragement. Notice how each power team name begins with an action. You have building, creating, activating, and surrounding. Sustaining this power team takes work. So let's review each of these at a higher level. All right, first we have building a solid support team. What is that going to look like? Well, it's a group of individuals, and by the way, group can be two, with whom you can have authentic and real-life conversations. They offer support in the form of listening, offering trustworthy feedback, praying for you, showing up, and just basically enjoying life together. Now, here's where we sometimes get the idea of a solid support system confused. Your support system does not have to be a group of people that you hang out with all the time. They don't even have to be people that you talk to all the time. These are folks that are going to be holding a very special place in your life. And your support team can have layers. There are members of my support team that I either talk to or text with on a daily basis, all the time. And there are others that I maybe talk to or text with once a week, sometimes once a month. However, these people are my 3 a.m. friends. That is where I classify them. And that's the kind of friend that you don't have to be talking or texting with every single moment of the day. But if you need something at 3 a.m., you know you can pick up that phone and call them. Are they going to be groggy and saying, what in the world is better be really important? Probably, if they're anything like my friends. But they're going to be there. They're going to be there for me, no questions asked. So you may have one such person. You may have two, three, or more. It's just important that you know. You can name who your solid support system is. Now, I can hear a few of you saying, that's nice. I don't have any such support system. All right. Well, I didn't always have this kind of support system either, because this is an intentional support system. This is not just friends that you're cool with and that you hang out. No, this is something that you do intentionally. So I'm going to give you some things that you can start doing intentionally to create this support system. First and foremost, you know where I'm going with this. I want you to pray. Pray for your support system. Pray that God would put people in your path that are going to be this support system for you and for whom you can be a support as well. I guarantee you there are people in your circle that are praying for this very same thing. Because for some reason, as adults, we have a really hard time making friends. I mean, when you think about it, when we're in school, all the way through, even through college, friends are kind of like placed there in front of us. We have these classes with people, we're in the same kind of situations, so it's easier to make friends. As adults, it becomes more and more difficult just because we have to be intentional, okay? And there's no shame in that. It's a beautiful thing. And then after you've started and you've prayed and you see, okay, get some wisdom around it, and then take initiative. Just like you would ask someone out on a date, you'd send out invitations to a party you're having, you invite some folks over, and maybe you're having brunch together. All of these things take thought, they take preparation, they take planning. Just like that, you're going to take initiative when it comes to building this support group. My initial support group, when I started, and I'm talking, I have a cousin, Yvonne. She is my backbone. She is something, I can't even classify her to what she is, because she is just an extension of me. My BFF Gigi, she also is just somebody, talk about 3 a.m., whatever and whenever. We don't even live in the same city, but I know that I can count on her for anything. And then I have my tribe. My tribe is a group of three women that I knew as friends. You know, we'd get together, certain things happening around the community, etc. But I took initiative and I said, I want to get to know these women better. I know that they would be good for me. They're different. The four of us are completely different. And we're so good for each other. But I had a conversation with each of them and say, hey, I want to get together. And I want to do this on a, let's say, once a month, once every 6 weeks. I want to get together with a group of women that love the Lord, love what God is doing, want to see more of that, want to encourage other women, and really want to just build each other up. That was the vision that I laid out. And so it's not like, hey, we are now going to be best friends forever and you can't talk to anybody else. No, this was just something that I was building. We called it initially the Friday Night Tribe, which is where that tribe idea came from. And now it's just become such a beautiful term of endearment when it comes to this friendship, this relationship. It is absolutely pivotal for my journey here in this self-discovery and understanding all this inner work. So these five women have been pivotal and crucial to me. And they're in different places. They serve in different areas of what we discuss, how we talk, and they're not the only ones. These are just the five that I'm discussing today. So I took initiative, and that's what I need you to do. Think of it as, hey, who would I really want to hang out with? The people that I know, who would I want to go deeper with? Who would I want to have a more solid and engaging and thriving friendship with? And then go for it. Find your tribe. Once you do that and you have three, four, two people, however many you want to let in, then you're going to set some ground rules. And literally, you're going to say, all right, this is what I am willing to bring to this friendship, to this relationship, to this group, to this tribe. And this is what I need. And we talked about some of the things, right? The real life conversations, being real, being authentic, holding each other accountable. And really, very important, having lots of fun, because we do that very much. That helps you grow. And it helps you keep that inner bully in check, because you feel safe enough to talk to your people about that and about what you're feeling. Inner bully, a lot of times, the role there is going to be like, hey, this is so ridiculous. You're being so ridiculous that you could never tell anybody about this. So secrecy really becomes a prison. And no, we need to have people with whom we feel safe so we can share this stuff. All right. So that is your support system. We'll be talking more about that in next Monday's episode. But for now, we're going to go to power team member number two, and that is creating boundaries for inner peace. If you've ever created boundaries for yourself, you know that boundaries are all about you. It's what you need to feel safe, to feel like you can do whatever it is that you need to do. And you have to respect them first and foremost. You have to tell folks, this is my boundary, and then you have to hold it. People may initially want to just run right over a boundary, not because they're horrible people, but because they're just not used to it. They're not used to you saying no. They're not used to you not showing up whenever somebody invites you just because you feel you have to. They're not used to these limits that you're setting now for yourself. So it's just a matter of reminding them. You teach people how to treat you. That is one of my favorite sayings. You teach people how to treat you by what you allow and what you stop. So some boundaries are going to be physical. Things like where you're going to go, where you choose not to go. Emotional boundaries. Emotional boundaries involve like managing your own emotions and respecting the emotions of your time. Where are you spending your time? With whom are you spending your time? And does anything need to change? Only you know that. And then technology, digital boundaries. That's a huge one nowadays. And it's just, what do you choose to pay attention to? I want you to understand that things like any social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, any of these things, which, by the way, I love social media. This is not a social media bash, but anything in those social media ways, they have algorithms. And the algorithm is very simple. It's going to give you more of what you pay attention to. So if, for example, I fell down a rabbit hole on TikTok earlier, on perfumes, people saying what kind of perfumes are this and that and what are some dupes and what are just all kinds of things. And now guess what? When I open my app, I'm going to see more perfume content. Why? Because that's what I've been paying attention to. I did that recently with color analysis. I was obsessed. And that's all I was seeing in my feed. So I need you to understand that. What is coming up on your feed? And then you can do a purge. You can delete some of those histories. You can Google that. I have no idea, but I've done it before. You can just delete the stuff that you've been looking at. Delete that and then kind of just start over. What do you want to be looking at? What do you want to be focused on? What do you want to be able to see? And there may need to be a boundary that you put on your time when it comes to being on social media. That's something else to discuss with yourself. Then number three, you're activating gargantuan gratitude. Now, come on, that is a visual, right? That's humongous. That's just ridiculously huge gratitude. And we need to do this because, again, where are we focusing? Where is our focus going? When you are grateful and you're just grateful all the time for so many things, it's really difficult for your brain to then start bashing you about whatever it decides to that day. It's difficult. So let's make it as difficult as possible. Here's some things you can do when you are activating this amount of gratitude. You can keep a gratitude journal. If you love to journal, this will be easy for you. If not, it can just be a notebook. It can be a quick, like just post-it notes, whatever the case may be, and write things. Just write things down that you're grateful for. And what I like to do is I like to get as granular as possible. Like, I am thankful for that first cup of coffee in the morning. The best. I am thankful for air conditioning. Oh my goodness, am I ever. And you know, things like that that you may not be thinking about all the time, but then that comes into perspective of, hey, this is something I don't need to take for granted. I need to be thankful about. Basically, just paying attention to your present moment. Not allowing your thoughts to wander to what's going to happen in the next hour or next week or Friday. No, stay here. Stay present. Be here now. And you can look up some things on how to do that mindfulness. Count your blessings Isn't that just so very simple? But literally, yes. Count your blessings. Start thinking of things that are such a blessing to you every day that you may not even have realized, and bring that into your brain. Express gratitude. Tell people that you're thankful for them, for what they said, for what they did, for how they are towards you. Not only is it going to help you feel that gratitude and focus on that, it's going to really make somebody's day, guaranteed. And all of these things are going to be shifting your perspective instead of just dwelling on what's going on there. Okay, so those are some things you can think about when you're activating your gargantuan gratitude. And power team member number 4 is surrounding yourself with faith-driven encouragement. Surround yourself with positive influences. You can spend time with friends, with family members, only if they spark joy. Do you hear me? Only if they spark joy. Who uplift and encourage you in your faith journey. Engage in meaningful conversation. Share your experiences. Support one another. You can do topical Bible studies. I love doing topical Bible studies when I'm thinking about, okay, like, what are some things that what does the Bible say about blank, right? So what does the Bible say about friendships? What does the Bible say about gratitude? And I use a Bible app. It's called YouVersion, Y-O-U version. And that app has all these ready-made topical studies. That's a great app. And it's free. Immerse your brain in this type of information, in that positive information about different topics. Playlist. I have a playlist on Spotify that I created. And as a matter of fact, I have it linked for you in the description of this episode. And it's just simply, it's about, I don't know, almost 3 hours now of music that drives my soul to just have so much joy, to have hope, to be so encouraged on this journey. And I invite you to listen to mine or to just make your own. Podcasts. Hello. Podcasts can be a great source of inspiration and of encouragement in whether it's driving your faith, being positive. I'll give you a couple. Actually, I'm going to give you 3 that I listen to and that really just help me. One is called Real Positive Girl. That, there you go, enough said. She talks about positivity and about mental health. Then there's one called The Daily Pep, and they have a lot of encouragement just from all areas of life. And then we have The Courage Makers. I absolutely love these 3. They give me encouragement in life, so you can try those out. Or again, just look. Search in your podcast app for what you can find. And engage in activities in your own faith community. If you go to church, I'm sure there's many things going on at church that you can be involved with. There are things in the community. There are homeless shelters. There are soup kitchens. When we give of ourselves, we also are focusing on something different, and our inner bully is having a much harder time getting to those moments of, oh my goodness, I did this and I did that, because it's not about us, right? We remove that centeredness on us and we think about others. So this is a lot. I gave you lots of great information, and I hope that you're finding it useful as you think about this power team that you are building. You may have many of these components ready to go already. It's just a matter of sectioning them, understanding that this is what you need. This power team needs to be built and needs to be engaged and active to help you make that inner bully into a trusted ally. Have an amazing week. Until next time.